Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Gray wolves heading towards California. Defenders seek protections. Sometime soon, perhaps within the next couple of years, gray wolves will make their way across mountains, valleys, and streams into Northern California looking for new territory. Wolf experts believe they're already on their way. To prepare for the wolves' stealthy arrival, an environmental group, Defenders of Wildlife, has petitioned the federal government to designate 16 million acres of national forests and parks in Northern California and Southern Oregon as suitable wolf habitat for study and management purposes. They say the area, a swath of land nearly twice the size of New Jersey, could support as many as 500 gray wolves. Backed by studies by biologists and historians showing that wolves once roamed throughout much of California, wolf advocates insist the animals are good for the environment. Wolves create balance in the ecosystem by, for example, dispatching coyotes and aging elk. Additionally, they argue wolves could be a natural magnet, as they have been in Yellowstone National Park, for ecotourists hoping at least to hear an authentic wolf howl or two. Scientists who study wolf migration patterns say sightings of wolves in Washington and in Oregon are clear evidence they are headed back into the southern Oregon, northern California region. In the past few years, environmentalists say at least three wolves have made their way into eastern Oregon from Idaho. Two were killed by cars and one was shot illegally. The wolves in Washington had made their way down from Canada. Environmentalists worried about the possibility of ranchers and hunters shooting the first arrivals to the area intend to weigh in heavily when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decides within the next few months whether to reduce protections for the gray wolf in California and other states. With an estimated 3,500 wolves in the lower 48 states, officials say the species has made a spectacular recovery in many parts of the country, especially in Minnesota and Yellowstone National Park. But when the wolf shows up on California's door, its supporters want a welcome mat of sorts. That is why they want a 16-million-acre region designated as suitable wolf habitat, coupled with the strongest protections under the Endangered Species Act. Whether they and the wolves will get them is an issue that will help define rural Northern California's future. We think the wolf should remain listed as endangered because we don't think the wolf can safely make it to California and form a viable population without these protections, said Nancy Weiss, California Species Associate for Defenders of Wildlife based in Sacramento. The problem is whether humans will tolerate them, whether they'll shoot them. The likelihood of that happening apparently is high to hear some ranchers and farmers talk. Defenders of Wildlife has a program to reimburse any rancher for a documented loss resulting from a wolf kill. We are not asking that wolves be reintroduced in Northern California or Southern Oregon by helicopter or truck from other areas, although many people are interpreting our petition that way, said Weiss of Defenders of Wildlife. We are asking that the area be designated as one good for wolves and then to do further studies to determine whether the best way to bring them back is by reintroduction or natural dispersal. Patrick Valentino, executive director of the California Wolf Center based in San Diego, added, "Without protection from the federal government, anyone can shoot wolves on sight. We think wolves should be allowed to recover naturally in their historic range, but there should also be a management plan in place to protect livestock and the kids, if that worries people. But the record shows that no one has ever been killed or eaten by a wolf in North America." This story was written by Michael McCabe of the San Francisco Chronicle. If you'd like further information, go to www.defenders.org. That's www.defenders.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come